Shay, it's Chuck Furlow, Auburn Network. It's been a lot of fun to watch you play and develop. When you came in to Ole Miss, what were like your ultimate goals other than just, I want to be a starter?
Obviously, I'm always looking to be the best version of myself. I was fortunate enough to go to IMG in Florida for half of my senior year, and that really gave me, you know, a lot of benefits going into the first spring, and you know, I think I transitioned well.
Front row here on the left side.
Shay, Ben Baby from the Dallas Morning News. You kind of went into it a little bit. Talk a little bit more about how IMG benefited you and kind of how that prepared you to be a starter as a freshman.
It was definitely a professional decision. I thought about staying my senior year in Louisiana and having fun with my friends. And you know, I had an opportunity to go. And as soon as I got there, I was on a meal plan and on a workout regimen. So, I feel like that really prepared me going into the spring at Ole Miss.
Right side here, third row on the aisle.
Hey, Shay, Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. With this being such a unique year, will the challenge probably not come, say, in September? You guys haven't played a game in 9 months. I'm sure you'll be ready to go. But when in-season adversity sets in, when you lose a game, have an injury, is that when you're going to have to kind of rally the team? Because the season's going to end on Thanksgiving weekend. Is that when the challenge will be as a leader for you to say, hey, guys, I know we can't win a championship, but let's stick together?
I feel like, you know, this offseason in the spring, I think we've all collectively taken that role, that leadership role. And I'm fortunate enough to have great teammates and a great support staff. And right now we're just worrying about what we can control, and that is just showing up and working out and, you know, being the best version of ourselves every day and just really looking forward to September 2nd. Anything else beyond that is really irrelevant for us right now.
Let's go left side here, front row. Name and affiliation, please.
Barrett Slee, CBS. Shay, I talked to Hugh earlier and asked him, you know, how he would coach with no bowl game, and would that make him loosen things up a little bit? And he said, yeah, probably. What's your reaction to possibly opening up the offense even more than normal? Because it's not like it takes a lot to get him to open up things to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited, especially with Coach Longo's new offense. I've gotten a chance to be with him in late December and, you know, early January when he first got there. So we've really been harping on the offense, and he's had so much success in his system throughout his coaching years, especially at Sam Houston State. So we're just really looking forward to it.
Let's go left side here against the wall.
Harry Harrison, Ole Miss Network. You got thrown in the fire. You go out to Texas A&M, great second half, and we're off and rolling. What challenges, I mean, talk about those three games you played and what you learned from that.
I looked at it as an opportunity to go do what I love. So whatever happened, you know, I had an opportunity to do what I love and go out there and play the game of football. But you don't really know until you get out there and make that first play. And of course, in your head, you're like, I can do this. I'm good enough. But once you get out there and make that first play, it's a reality for you. And, I think experience-wise, I learned a lot. Getting out there against those crowds and, you know, getting chemistry down with my teammates, you know, in a game situation, because that's a lot different than in practice. So I think that'll really benefit me going into this season.
Left side here, front row.
Shay, Ben Bay began with the morning news. Have you talked to Kellen Mond at all, and have you all had any conversations about what he might encounter and how he can transition from IMG to college football?
I don't really have a relationship with Kellen Mond. But I know what he's done at IMG, which is great, and I know he took the same path that I did. So I think where he was and how he transformed at IMG, I think he's twice as better as he was before he got there.
Let's go right side here, front row on the corner.
Parrish Alford, Daily Journal, Tupelo. Shay, the NCAA investigation, now a lawsuit. Is that something you players talk about at all?
Not at all. I mean, of course, when it first happened, it was kind of devastating because, you know, we all came for one reason. That's to win a national championship. I think it's brought us a lot closer together. You know, adversity really either tends to crumble apart or brings you guys together. And I think that's one thing this offseason. I've never been around a group of guys or a group of coaches that have, you know, worked as hard as we have in the spring and in the summer. So, I think you're going to take that kind of chip on our shoulder and head into the season.
Let's go left side here, front row.
Shea Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. Have you heard the Johnny Manziel comparisons? And if so, what do you think of them?
What's that? Have I heard it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. I mean, I tend to watch those guys like that, guys like Johnny and, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, that type. I can't watch enough film of them just because I like the way they extend the plays. And, you know, I was saying earlier, I watch so much film and video on YouTube of them that it's, you find yourself doing the same stuff that they do without even trying to do it. So it's definitely a benefit to be able to, you know, have that ability to extend plays.
Left side here against the wall.
Me again. You got everybody back on the offensive line and obviously some weapons out wide. Do you want to talk about those guys?
Yeah. Our O-line is our biggest feature right now, I think. You know, we have every starter coming back. Javon Patterson, Sean Rawlings, Jordan. We got Greg Little, Rod Taylor, Alex Gibbons, all these guys. And, of course, with the weapons on the outside. And I really can't name all of the weapons that I have on that side. There's so much because they're such a good collective group. We got DK Metcalf, DeMarcus Lodge, A.J. Brown, Van Jefferson, all those guys. You know, I think having those type of players around me is really going to make my job a lot easier. And with the addition of Jordan Wilkins coming back, I think that's really going to give us a boost in the run game. You know, he had a terrific spring, so I'm excited about that.
Let's go here to the right side in the back corner.
John Wilkerson, WNML in Knoxville. We hear coaches say it all the time that you learn more from a loss than a win. You've got three starts under your belt. Did you learn more from the win against A&M or perhaps the other two games, the last two games?
You know, everything's a learning experience for me, especially the last 3 weeks. You know, you learn from your wins and your losses, and, you know, especially playing in the best conference in the country against the best teams. That's another thing with this year, not being able to play for a bowl game. We still get to go out against and play in the best conference in football, in my opinion, and against some of the best players. So, just really looking forward to that.
Front row here, left side.
What was the most difficult thing about your freshman year as a quarterback, and what did you not anticipate being that tough?
You know, I had a great opportunity to take second team reps the first part of the season, and then as I transitioned into the late part of the year, I had it instilled in my mind that I was going to redshirt. So I went over and did the scout team actually a week before the Texas A&M game, and actually a couple weeks before that. Got to go against our first team defense. So you're on the scout team, but then again, you're out there playing football and against the first team, you know, defense at Ole Miss. It's pretty beneficial towards you, but. You know, and then transitioning into the spring this year, getting those first team reps and really getting that chemistry down with the receivers and, you know, being able to, you know, just kind of be the main focus of the offense and try to lead those guys. I think that's going to help us a lot this year too.